Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:07 on Friday morning. That's right, people. It's Friday. We made it. Oh, this is an especially excellent Friday for me because I am looking forward to the show tonight, but then right after I'm finished with it, I'm done. It'll be like one thing, one major thing crossed off my list. I can relax. I won't have to listen to Christmas music nonstop.
I don't know how you can nap today. That's shocking. She goes, I'm going to get a three-hour nap in.
Ooh, three hours.
Do you need to drink a 12-er in order to make that happen? She's like, no.
I'm a good napper.
All right. Yes, I could fall asleep pretty instantly, too. Yeah.
Actively don't think about the thing that I'm worried about, and I just have no problem.
All right.
Which I'm feeling, you know, good about.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. That.
Yeah. I'm super. Because all my friends are starting to text me like they're waking. I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the show tonight.
Well, and your parents are in town. And Gentry, who's a bigger fan of yours than Gentry?
Nobody.
First place fan.
No, first place with my mom, I guess a close second. Man, she loves the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure she could. My dad, doesn't matter what I do.
Did your mom listen to yesterday's secret show to hear her husband's input?
I don't think she did. Well, unless she listened to it at night. I was with her all day yesterday after the secret show. We went to Michael's Sourdough, ding, ding, shame.
Yummy.
Delicious, always. and then we went to Cost Plus. We did a bunch of Christmas shopping, and it was excellent. All right, so I'm going to start with all the franchises that Disney's getting from Fox. So if you missed the news, Disney has for $55 billion, they've bought a huge section of Fox, of the 21st Century Fox. It's like all the TV and movie production. Fox is keeping their television stations.
News and sports.
Right, but they actually own and operate something like 28 physical stations, like TV stations. So they're keeping Fox News, they're keeping a lot of their sports stuff. But Disney's getting all the like movie and television production franchise stuff. And I heard, were you able to confirm this? Hulu is part of that. So who knows what that will mean for the future of Hulu, if that'll be the new Disney pay service.
Was that on the list? I didn't see it.
I read it this morning.
That's what
I wanted to.
Okay. And I also, it's a big part of Disney wanting to start its own
streaming.
And they've got a ton of property. Yeah. Almost too much. It feels weird as someone who grew up with Disney, and I actually grew up down the street from Disney. As a little guy, you just feel like Winnie the Pooh and all these other staples have been pushed aside as the superheroes have taken over. And that's obviously not the case. They're going to use all of that. They've broadened so much, though.
It did feel like you sort of knew what Disney was. And it's broadened to the point where they're just a huge conglomerate. You know, I mean, it's
well, and
it's
when
big.
I was last at Disneyland, whenever that was, whenever we did that event.
A couple months ago.
They were talking about the new Star Wars land they're building.
Right.
And they were just frothing for that. And it's going to be done soon.
Yeah.
And that's only part of it. They have all these new superheroes. And now they have, as you're saying,
rights to a zillion movie franchises. A lot of stuff that's, you know, long in the past. Like they were mentioning Die Hard as one. But I did think, well, if they get Hulu... And the Omen, all these just sort of bizarre things that are 21st Century Fox properties, that if they now have Hulu, like they're going to have a lot to populate it with. In addition to, I mean, I hope the Hulu originals continue. There have been a few things on there that I have just loved.
Well, the name is going to be changed. It'll be Disney On Demand or something, right?
I guess so. I don't know.
And they'll have the money. They have the cash to do what are they, originals. But will that change the sensibility of them? Maybe. Yeah.
Well, and actually, a lot of people were worried about that because they just got Deadpool, and Disney doesn't really do R movies.
Right.
And but they said that they were thinking about having a Marvel R sort of subdivision in their in the company, and that they said, you know, please don't worry about it. This is all brand new. And so anyway, they officially announced their purchase of the majority of 21st Century Fox yesterday. They picked up Die Hard, the sci-fi movies Avatar, Alien, Predator, Independence Day, Planet of the Apes, young adult sci-fi and fantasy movies like The Maze Runner, Percy Jackson, The Chronicles of Narnia, kids movies like Night at the Museum, Ice Age, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Dr. Dolittle, Home Alone, superhero movies, X-Men, Fantastic Four, Deadpool. Let's see if they have it here, because, yeah, even Ryan Reynolds, I guess, tweeted about them taking over Deadpool, like if it was going to be Disney-fied. Bob Iger said, this is the Disney boss, we think there might be an opportunity for a Marvel R brand for something like Deadpool. As long as we let the audiences know what's coming, we think we can manage that fine. On the TV side, they just got their hands on things like 24, American Horror Story, Empire, Homeland, The X-Files, This Is Us, plus animated shows like The Family Guy and The Simpsons. You know what's funny? The Simpsons, there's actually this whole lore behind, like legends behind The Simpsons that they've predicted the future, like weird things accurately, like 16, there's like 16 examples. Like
right.
they predicted a future Nobel Prize winner. They predicted that Trump would be president. Mm-hmm. And I mean, years ago. This is from 20 years ago, or 19 or so years ago. They actually, I don't know if this was just as part of one of the shows or how this was done, but they had the 20th Century Fox. I think I've been calling it 21st Century Fox, but it's 20th Century Fox. They had that logo up there, and underneath it, look what they had written 19 years ago.
Ah, division of Walt Disney Co.
Isn't that hilarious?
Like, it's not surprising, though. I think that we're watching all of these companies merge. Ours just did.
Yeah.
I mean, we're watching it.
We've just changed. Yeah. We're Entercom now. So anyway, there's that. And then I have, Yuzi was looking. So you didn't see the Hulu thing, but I did see
a separate article.
Oh, and it is part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what their plans are for that. Because there's some stuff on there I really like. I loved the 11-22-63, or was it 11-23-62?
No, you had it the first time.
Okay. It's a miniseries based on the book by Stephen King.
That was excellent.
That was actually why I signed up for Hulu, and I stayed because I started watching things like The Handmaid's Tale, and there's this Top of the Lake, which is also stars the girl Peggy from Mad Men, who is the star of The Handmaid's Tale. She has this other series from a few years back, Top of the Lake. It's awesome. It's set like in New Zealand and Australia, and she's a detective.
Well,
she's talented.
Excellent in Mad Men. I haven't seen any of the other stuff, yeah. But
she is just unbelievably good. Netflix, somebody went through UpRocks, I believe it was, and ranked all the Netflix originals from 48 to number one. And they said that these are the best ones. And they say 4 years ago, Netflix was just launching their original programming. And they did it with House of Cards, Hemlock Grove, and Orange is the New Black. Those were the three original Netflix shows that they had, and that was it. Now they have 48. So they ranked them all. So I was looking for The Punisher, which was one you liked, came in 30th place, which is saying, you know what I think this says about it? That most of their shows are effing really good.
Well, it says that, and also The Punisher is, I've only seen two episodes. Mm-hmm. It is so super violent.
Right.
It is so violent that I could see, like, I would recommend it to you, but I don't know that you'd like it.
Right.
I think that you would probably go, Vin, you're a sicko.
Like, you know,
why would you think I'd like
this?
Sounds
like one of those shows. You know what? I always think I don't like violence, but then you see plenty of it in some of the shows I do like. If it's all about violence, maybe not. Like, how many people can we kill this episode?
Not that, but it's pretty.
As long as the story's good and the acting's good, I'm okay with everything else that happens. And but if I'll that's cover my eyes. I have no problem doing that.
So tell me where Stranger Things. Stranger
Things number four. They called it number
four.
It's
not first?
It's not. And it's surprising what they've got for their number ones and number twos, number threes, et cetera. So let me give you the bottom. They say these are the five worst shows on Netflix.
Okay.
And number one is, number 48
yeah.
is Real Rob. That's the Rob Schneider show. Hmm. They say, you know, as far as Netflix shows go,
okay.
maybe it's better than other things on TV, but as far as Netflix goes, no. Disjointed is number 47. That's the Kathy Bates show where she runs like a marijuana dispensary. They say it's terrible.
Hmm. I haven't heard of either of those shows, so.
They say a broad laugh track sitcom that traffics in stereotypes and lame politically incorrect humor. She's a disorganized hippie owner of a pot dispensary. Number 46 is Flaked. And it's Will Arnett, Job from Arrested Development. So they don't like that one. Although I've seen some clips of that and it looks pretty good. I guess maybe I don't need to watch it. Gypsy is at number 45. And it's star-studded, Naomi Watts and Billy Crudup. But they say it's clunky and insipid. So that's a no. And then Hemlock Grove is number 44. And because it was one of the very first original Netflix series, they say that in and of itself gave it more popularity than it probably, there just wasn't much else to choose from. But it did three seasons and 33 episodes. But it's about, you know, a couple girls get murdered in a town, and then I want to say that they do an investigation. They find out there's werewolves that live among them and, you know, Hemlock Grove, whatever. They've got, so Fuller House is ranked pretty low. Marco Polo's ranked pretty low. The Ranch, the one that Danny Masterson just got kicked off of after misconduct allegations.
I think
allegations.
That the season finale is tonight or this weekend.
They've got that ranked at number 41.
So
that's
this is
pretty low.
Up Rocks ranked all 48 of Netflix original shows.
Exactly.
And we're at the bottom of the pile at the moment.
We are. We're
working
our
way up.
I can't believe they have this many.
48 total in 4 years. And a lot of these I've watched I feel like. The OA, I dropped off that. That's at number 39. Let me see if there's any other notables down here. Gilmore Girls, Year in the Life, the four season, the four episodes that they did, the extra one, they ranked that at 36.
A lot of people nuts over that.
People love it. They do. Let's see here. The Santa Clarita Diet, they've got it at 32. The Punisher's at number 30. And they say Netflix sixth Marvel series falls victim to the same problems that have beset the other ones. It takes a strong character and stretches the story too thin. The Killing, which wasn't a Netflix original.
I love that so much. Mm-hmm.
It was a...
The first two seasons were...
Like AMC or something?
I don't know, but it was so... The first two seasons were excellent, and unfortunately, they could not... It was canceled, and then it was brought back, but it seemed like it lost all its momentum, and maybe some of the people who helped write it must have left or something, because it went from being the most riveting show on TV to...
Yeah, and they've got it, you know, they have it ranked at 29 of 48, so sort of middling in there, and I guess that they're claiming it as an original series because they went on to produce some of their own episodes of it, and that's, you know, it's the same people, but it wasn't originally a Netflix thing.
I would highly recommend that, except that the end of it is not satisfying, in my opinion.
Mm. Oh, so you did watch through on Netflix.
I loved it.
All right. Narcos, they have it number 27, which again, I think, you know, sounds like a lowish rating, but there's so much good quality stuff on there that...
All right.
Maybe that's why it falls so low.
I loved the first two seasons of Narcos, too.
House of Cards, they have at number 23. I actually wonder if that suffered a little bit because of the scandal that's recently emerged. They are going to do a final season of that, obviously, without Kevin Spacey. Alias Grace, which I'm watching and is really...
You like it?
I really like it. It's only one season and six episodes, but it's twisted. And it's another one that's based on, I think her name's Margaret Atwood, the same lady who did the Handmaid's Tale, wrote the book. Mm. Let's see. They've got Ozark on here. Let me get into the top ones here. I'll get back to that. So... they got The Crown at number 15, Luke Cage at number 14, Peaky Blinders, which I couldn't watch because I couldn't understand anything that people were saying. It's like set in England.
What is that? Someone had texted, where is Peaky Blinders rank? I love that show.
Peaky Blinders is at 13. People do love this show. It's
I've never heard of it.
Quite tell you what it's about. It's sort of old timey England-y. Like there seems to be some gangster activity. I'm not sure because I couldn't understand anything they were saying.
Like,
maybe I should have turned on the subtitles or something. 13 Reasons Why was number 12. Jessica Jones. We loved that.
People are texting about
that. That was number 11. Mm-hmm. Daredevil was number 10. Godless. Love that show. That was number 9. Mindhunter's number 8, which I fell off, I think, after one episode.
Everyone keeps telling me to go back to that.
Yeah.
But I also fell off after the first. And you name something Mindhunters and you show me a trailer like they showed me and you got me. And then I watched the first episode and went, okay, bye.
I was 20 minutes in going, oh, no, I don't like this.
Sometimes it's one of those things where you look at stuff and go, how did you make something like this boring?
Right. How did that happen? Dear White People was number 7. Glow's number 6. Master of None is that Aziz Ansari show?
Yeah.
That's number 5. Stranger Things number 4. BoJack Horseman. 4 seasons, 48 episodes. That's a cartoon, I believe. Oh. He used to be a star. I've never watched
never
it.
Never heard of it.
People say it's great. Yeah. That's number 3. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I did love that show. Number 2. And their number 1, according to UpRocks, the best show that you can watch on Netflix is Orange is the New Black.
Mm. Oh.
Still have never even seen an episode.
I watched one episode.
And?
And I thought, oh, that's something I could watch.
And then
I
never went,
back to it. Yeah. But I'm sure I will at some point, right?
No.
You're right.
Because new shows will keep coming out.
Hey, I believe we have our Bottle Rock winner. I see people are still calling.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So someone's already won that. You have 2 more chances today. We have another chance at 12:05 and one at 4:05. Just quickly here, rich people. There's a guy named Bob Seidel, or something like that. He's the CEO of a private jet company called Alerian Aviation.
All right.
And he says that people, rich people, make some pretty outrageous requests, especially at the holidays, for when they take a flight on a private jet, which is already, you can't afford it. Nobody can.
Right.
Only these people. One mother didn't want her daughter to be alone for the holidays, so, quote, 2 years in a row, they flew their family cat, mind you, the only passenger was the cat, to London to be with their daughter. In another instance, quote, someone wanted presents under a small tree on board, which meant they had to find a small tree and wait it so it didn't topple during takeoff and landing. That one, not so bad. Quote, one passenger requested to have pseudo rockets on board, which was very hard to accommodate, but they made it happen. So they wanted like a rocket show, like a kick line. I feel like, can't they just say no to these people? Somebody else wanted a flight attendant singing Christmas carols the whole flight. And they did that. Other requests, I guess it's pretty common for them to say, can the pilot dress as Santa?
I don't know what to make of this.
They're saying here, this Bob Seidel says, flights range from $6,800 to more than $1 million. Wow. And I guess if you're spending $1 million, you can ask for crazy ass things.
Yep.
Spending $1 million on this. Can I have a Rockettes kick line and Christmas carols being sung by the flight attendants the whole time?
Okay.
So anyway, that's what some people are up to over the holidays. We set our expectations a little lower than that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
California wins, tailgating makes the news, and also, the one point in a woman's life when they're happier than men.
Oh, there's only one point?
The one point, according to this story, but it's interesting enough to report after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank. Star Wars, The Last Jedi. It's in theaters today. I think some people did get to see it last night. Like it had some
late
screenings.
Or yeah.
And for those of you who didn't hear the movie review yesterday.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram. We did 3 stories of Sarah and John's song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you get 15-second segments of it all the way through.
Oh, fantastic.
And I didn't check that, but I have a funny feel, because I was sitting there where
yes,
I sit.
Yeah.
And then I look to my right, and Hooman is there rolling the...
I see.
And I'm like, oh,
Vinny's in the first story, and you see him pushing himself out of the frame.
Okay, so there you go. So unfortunately, I didn't get out in time. Sorry, everyone.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large. Woo! Shop for the musician on your holiday list in store or at bananas. You know, if people don't know why we're shaming, they might think we're actually shaming.
No, it's a good thing.
I got my Bananas at Large t-shirt on right now, which is
shame
on you, Vincent.
Shame.
I feel no shame. I feel good. I like that company. I like Alan. I like the business they do. I've probably spent more than I should have in that store.
Haven't we all?
Yeah.
Although, I'll tell you something. Alan has taken care of us as a station for years now.
Yeah.
He just wheeled in a new Marshall amp for us.
I know. That thing is beautiful.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
When are we going to hear it?
Well, you should plug that in and play a song for yourself.
Come on.
Or you could plug it in Vinny, and play a song for me.
I'm trying to do the news here.
Oh.
And by the way, so shame. The reason Alan's here... Because he would have brought the amp in weeks ago, but he brought in some Christmas carolers from, is it Drake?
It's Drake High School.
Yeah, Drake High School.
Yeah. I ran into all the girls in the bathroom.
Oh, did you?
I had to wait. Me and Kim Wonderly were waiting in line.
Oh,
to go
to
the bathroom.
Line in the ladies' room.
There never is. Usually we just fly solo in there. It was
Yikes.
Fun. Yeah, it was whatever.
Well, anyway. Check out bananas.com or stop into their store in San Rafael or Santa Rosa.
All right.
Here's what's happening. A swimmer was injured after a sea lion attacked him in San Francisco Bay.
Oh, no.
You don't hear about that very often.
No, you really don't.
Sea lions swim in and around the surf line all the time.
Yeah.
And the fear is that because they are a shark's favorite snack, that the sea lions are hiding among us
in order
to better their odds.
Right. To take their chances down a little bit.
Which is not good.
No.
So when they pop their head up, the fear isn't that they are going to attack. The fear is, what's chasing you here?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really heard of a person being attacked by a sea lion. Is this a fairly rare thing?
I think so. I've never seen it.
And you
a man swimming.
Swim with them.
Yes, I swim with them all the surf with them all the time. A man swimming at San Francisco's aquatic park on Thursday was bitten by a sea lion.
Mm.
Dude's 56. He was charged by the sea lion.
Mm.
After frantic efforts to splash and distract the animal, the man was bitten on the arm. Mm. I imagine that hurt.
I imagine it did. I wonder if he was close to a baby or something. Like, I wonder if there's, you know, because that does seem out of character.
Well,
aggressive.
They can be huge, and I've seen them bark.
Yeah.
You know, there's a spot where I was trying to get down on a rock where one was perched, and it barked. And I went, I'm going to go around. Sorry, Holmes. I didn't know you were.
Oopsie.
I didn't know I was on your piece
there's
of
actually
rock.
There's actually parts of the bay where they call them a nuisance because they're so loud. They just sit there barking.
They bark.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're barkers. Anyway, I hope the guy's okay. But if you swim over at Aquatic Park, you may want to just... you may want to know that.
No, that they tasted human blood.
No, I'm sure that's not.
You never know.
I don't know. I think it's going to be fine, everyone.
Let's hope so.
good point. California wins.
Oh, well, doesn't really matter what the competition is. I'm going to guess it wins. Is this a good thing? I hope this is a good thing.
A new study ranked all 50 states from the best drivers to the worst using 5 criteria.
Uh-oh.
Accidents, speeding tickets, DUI, citations, and deaths. California wins. The worst drivers in America.
You're kidding.
Congratulations.
I didn't want to win that one.
What do you mean?
Listen, I got to say, I've lived in a few places. The worst drivers are in Missouri.
Missouri?
Missouri.
I don't know if this is fair. We have way more people.
We do.
You know, did somebody somewhere like, you know, Rhode Island or Montana win where there's nobody?
Yeah, who?
Rhode Island won the best driver.
See?
That's really?
That's great. People in the Northeast are very aggressive drivers.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's clearly like we're
Rhode Island. You just pulled Rhode Island out of the 50-state bucket.
There's nobody in Rhode Island. There's no one in Montana.
There are plenty of people in both those places.
I don't know. Population-wise.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, the thing, I got a ticket in Wyoming, and the thing about Wyoming was it's empty. And so you do think you can just
Pass through here.
Get on the zip on through here.
You want to guess how many people are in Rhode Island?
I'll guess
3 million.
5 million.
1 million.
One million. Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it's also
you know how many people are in Montana?
100th. Oh, probably not even a million.
One million.
Wow. Providence is a good sized city.
Imagine, I mean, look, I'm native Californian. Mm-hmm. I'll probably, I'm born, raised, and I probably will die here. But there is a thing when you just, there's everywhere you look, there's humans.
Yeah.
Can I just get a second? No, you cannot.
Yeah.
Not here in California. But in Wyoming, I bet you can be like, oh, look, my phone's ringing. I'll just pull over and answer it. Who even cares? There's nobody behind me. No one in front. Right. Oh, you know what? I'm not even going to pull over. There's no one in front of me
and no one behind me.
I'll just talk on the phone. Like, that's the kind of space you must have in a place like that.
Maybe.
By the way, you mentioned Wyoming. Wyoming basically has the least amount of people.
Oh, what's it got?
Less than Alaska. Oh. 500,000.
Really?
In Wyoming.
That's a huge state.
It's big and it was empty and I did feel like I could step on the gas and there I was getting a ticket.
Oh. Is that when you were driving from your last job to this job?
No. Well, it was when I was driving from San Diego to Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, so for your okay.
For the second to last. No, you've had some other jobs, too.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. It was over 20 years ago.
It was 1996.
Mm-hmm.
D.C. has more people than Wyoming, just so you know.
Anyway, California has the worst drivers, everyone. We win!
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't?
I just don't think it's right. I've lived other places, and I feel like there's way worse drivers.
Is Texas number two on that list?
No, number two was Minnesota, Utah, South Carolina, Washington, Nebraska makes the list of worst drivers. What's up, Nebraska? You got nothing but space.
Yeah.
How you banging into stuff? Anyway, this is a trip. I would never have thought of it, but it makes sense. People are now taking Uber instead of ambulances.
Oh.
A new study found the number of people taking ambulances down at least 7% and probably closer to 10 to 15% because they're taking Uber instead.
Oh. Well, if you have something that's not life-threatening, but you can't drive your own car, I can see why. If you're bleeding out or you need immediate, I mean, they're giving you medical attention in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't going to work
for
everybody.
It depends, but I do see that there. If I don't even have Uber, but I've seen people who have it, who pull it up, and they go, there's multiple drivers around here. We can get a ride right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can get if we called right now, anytime actually here that we're here at the station, there's an Uber driver right around the corner. Yeah. It'll be here before we get down.
Downstairs.
You can't call until you're ready. Here.
How about in Redwood Shores? How long in Redwood Shores?
Redwood Shores takes about 7 to 9 minutes.
I would say that's the same in Mill Valley.
So you can see why someone might think, hey, for the cost, I'll figure out how to flow of blood.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I told you guys what happened to me.
Oh, yeah. The kid.
It wasn't
just that it was
expensive. It was that they came after us in collections from the start.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even bother to try to bill you. They go, oh, yeah, we sent you a bill. But no, what they did is sent your bill to collections.
It just comes at you from that place.
Do you recall the amount?
Like
$1,500?
It was more than that, but...
did you pay it?
Of course I paid it.
Oh.
I mean, I was mad. We
you
had a conversation about not taking an ambulance just because you are...
Don't want to pay it.
Well, she was worried. But I was saying, you know, look, I think, yes, the kid shouldn't have eaten Vicks vapor rub. But, you know, I think you could have taken the kid to the hospital yourself in that situation. You didn't need to ambulance that one.
It was $1,500 for you?
It was more than that.
What was it?
I don't remember,
but
it was a lot.
Really expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
They're saying
if they have to give you some medicine or whatever happens inside, you could charge for that.
$1,000 aspirin.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm making it up, Hooman.
Are you?
Well, actually, the number they use here is 1500. Mm. They say spending $15 on a ride to the hospital seems better than spending $1,500, so people are using Uber instead of taking ambulances. Now, obviously, I have recently had to, well, in the last 4 years, had to dial 911 where we needed an ambulance, and thank God for them. But the other one, the vapor rub thing, I think we could have pulled off and driven ourselves there and saved some money.
Well,
Mom was in a panic.
When mom's in a panic, you do what mom says.
That's right.
I wasn't there. Where were we coming home from? We had some gig, and I was coming home, and I was like, where are you guys? We're at the hospital. And I was like, what?
How far is the hospital from your house?
Not that far, but it was a trip to hear that something had gone down of that size while I was out.
Right.
Maybe we had a secret show or something.
Yeah.
It might have been a Sonoma secret show. Anyway, men, here's your headline. Men are more likely to feel the pressure from being alone around the holidays than women.
Oh.
This is considered a tough stretch of the year for single people. From Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day, it's the worst stretch. Mm. There's a lot of pressure to be in a relationship coming from all angles, according to a new study. Even though this goes against stereotypes, men are more likely than women to stress out right now about being single. 71% of single guys say they feel, quote, significant pressure to be in a relationship.
Hooman, you're surprisingly quiet.
Well, I knew you were going to come to me. Yeah, his story is right. It is lonely. It's a tough time. It's definitely from Thanksgiving on. That's why I'm jumping on a plane going to Armenia, everyone. So there it is.
That's where you're going over the holidays?
Armenia and then Bali. So.
Oh, Armenia and Bali.
Yeah.
Why Armenia?
I'm going to go volunteer and help a bunch of kids over there.
You're amazing.
So might as well.
Who are you going with?
I like to travel alone.
Oh, you're not going with like the church group or something?
No.
Do you have your volunteer opportunity all set up then?
Yeah. I've been in touch with the people over.
That is sad. It's sad when you have to turn to Armenia to get you through the holidays.
The main reason men feel this significant pressure is single men are more likely to say they feel lonely.
It's true. It's very lonely. I hate the holidays.
You hate them?
I don't love them. I got to be honest. Not my favorite time of year. But, you know, it's a lot of parties and stuff.
Researchers think women have more intimate friendships than men do, and...
Well, that's because the dudes lose all their friends as soon as they marry some chick. Chick's like, I don't like him. I don't like that guy. I don't like
and
that.
If you want the gold mine,
you've been friends for
20
years, but
thing.
I'm cutting it off. Here's my scissors. Where are they?
I lost them. Chop.
Here's more bleak news for your holiday spirits.
I hear it.
A new study found that overall, men are happier than women at pretty much every age. There's only one exception.
The day of her wedding.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say 21.
For a chick.
25.
Is it an event or is it an age?
Well, it's an age, but it involves an event as well.
I'm going to say 40.
The day they get their 13.
Their pee.
Women are happier when that happens?
I was totally joking.
Women are happier than men at age 85 and older.
Oh, wow. 85.
Oh, boy. Well, sure enough, ladies.
The guy's dead.
Because the guy's dead.
No, I don't want the guy to be dead.
Researchers think it's because it's the first time in their lives women don't feel they have a million responsibilities weighing on them and they can finally relax.
At 85?
What a bizarre thing.
What a horrible painting that is.
I know.
I gotta wait to be 80. Well, I'm a pretty happy person, so it's nice and all, but even happier at 85.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that I will be, but okay.
Yikes. I gotta remember to ask you that in 30 years.
Yeah, I remember.
It's more than 30 years until I'm 85, Hooman.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. How is Disney owning Simpsons going to work? There's a massive Simpsons land in Universal Studios. Guess what?
Yeah, that's going to get
They're going to just tear that right down and find something else to do because that's how that works.
Maybe.
It's going to get erased immediately.
Right.
Yeah. Immediately.
I'm sure. I mean, they can't keep it.
And here's
maybe
how
Disney
that,
will buy the junk from them.
So when we were, so CBS used to be the owner of these stations and Intercom has taken over. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Intercom.
Hi, Intercom.
And there was a phone call and Yuzette's like, so I'm ordering new business cards. And it's just like that. People just are put in motion to make the changes necessary. Do you want some? I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't remember giving out all the old ones, but yes.
Yeah. I have an unused box of CBS ones somewhere.
I absolutely do want new business cards. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm not into super violent shows or movies either, but The Punisher is fantastic, says 510.
I didn't realize he was one of the Marvel superheroes.
He is. Yeah.
It doesn't come across like that so far in the series anyway.
I know you guys don't know the Marvel world comic books, but
or care about
now
it.
That 20th Century Fox and Disney are together, there's a huge comic book thread between Wolverine and Captain America.
That's big. That's,
and
you know,
I cannot. I hope they do that movie.
The problem is
that's
it's not going to be Hugh Jackman.
He'll come back.
Jackman.
By the way, The Greatest Showman is so good. I can't wait to talk about it next week.
We can't wait either. Right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some singers from Drake High School.
Yay!
To get us in the holiday spirit and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.